Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order the Osage Mineral, excuse me, just a second. Perfect timing, brother. I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Friday, August the 2nd, 2019. With that, I'd like to ask my brother who has just walked in, Councilman Redcorn, if he could give us an opening prayer, and we will have the readings of the deceased to the, taken to the next agenda on regular council. With that, we can have a prayer, brother. I walk to God.
God, we just tomorrow come better to all the God, we need to in that to work on the issue. They can't say I have that kiss to my and make a shame that see later and I can remember a lot of shoes that I put on the car. We enjoy all the dog needed. Help us communicate well and take care of our asset, our gifts that you give us. I pray for our staff, pray for our people, and I pray for our country that you bless it. Lagni de maja de mahitanka nikashi ka de okiki de okisto ma waja nikashi okiki de tseva de akumaka. Iakashi na kapunka kiche kogra. It's all these things I ask you in kapunaka.
Wait a minute. Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Here.
Councilwoman Gray?
Will not be present today. Thank you. She has called in.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes, here.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Here.
Councilman Rebarn?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Present.
Secretary Hayes?
Present.
Well, thank you. With that, we'd like to go into new business. Item A, natural gas consultant. Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes, several months ago, the council voted to go through the procurement process and find a natural gas consultant to help us not only observe meter inspections that the BIA is conducting, but to do our own and report so we can get an idea of, you know, the extent of the formation of and how much it's costing in Osage County. So we did went through the procurement process. We had five vendors apply.
Yes, ma'am.
And they've been through the rating process with three raters from the Natural Gas Committee, and we have amongst the three of us, we are recommending that we hire the highest rated vendor who is superior to all the rest, and that's why I got the highest rating by far. So therefore, I make a motion that we go ahead and hire the highest ranking vendor that applied for the gas consultant position.
As recommended by committee, and then this also falls back into the call we had about 3 months ago when we put all this in order for this position.
Yes.
And it's taken us this long to get.
Yes, it's taken a couple of months to go through the procurement process.
But we did.
Yes.
Is that in form of a motion?
Yes.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Foreman, seconded by Councilman Rivard. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Second chair.
We have a name on here. Can we put a company name? Do we put a
yes
individual name to it, or who?
Well, Agape Incorporated is Teddy Pledger's company. So it's Teddy Pledger. He has one assistant.
Okay. Thank you.
Council.
Mr. Chairman, how is this going to be paid for? And did this go through the budget process where, if it's going to be paid out of OMC funds, what line item has it been approved by the budget committee?
Well, we haven't got that far yet. It was the natural gas committee that went through the process to hire him. And we can take it to the budget committee and do that work. But right now, it's just a hiring. It's not to put into work right away. It's just that we selected the gas consultant we want to use.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I finish on that then?
Yes.
That's of great concern to me as a council member that we want to hire somebody, but we don't even have a line item to pay him. I know there's a motion on the floor, but I'll be voting against that, and I'll be making a motion to table this, to get this through budget committee to figure out how we would pay this person. I don't think it's good business to hire somebody but not have the money to pay them in advance. That's all I have to say.
Yes, second, Chair.
I tend to agree. We kind of made a last meeting, we kind of indulged one council member in hire that we probably should have maybe taken through the budget committee and made sure that we had funding and how it was going to be paid for. And I'm not sure what pay range you are going to pay this individual. So I do think there is a process. It occurs out of committee, and the committee makes a recommendation, and usually we either follow that recommendation or we vote against it. But it goes through a process first. I think it should go through the committee, budget committee first.
Councilwoman.
I hear what you're saying. I wish somebody, we allow the natural gas committee to go ahead and go through the process of this. Perhaps I should have considered the budget part of it, but I don't think I'm object to tabling it till the next meeting.
Right. Yeah.
So we can have a budget committee meeting and get this part taken care of.
That this point of order, that would require her to rescind.
To rescind the order, but in second. Councilman Revard.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman.
And then Councilman Redcorn.
Could we not at least go ahead, go through with this resolution to acknowledge the firm that we think is most qualified to perform this function for us, but yet wait until a later date to actually hiring after it's gone through the budget? Could we at least acknowledge that we selected this one and that we all agreed with this one company as a vendor?
Yes, sir. Council.
Thank you, Chair. I think we can go ahead and pass a resolution with approval from the budget committee.
Okay.
Well, that's already passed.
It'll have to be reviewed.
And then
yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to make a motion to table this and rescind this motion until such time that we get it through the budget committee.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll rescind that.
We will rescind your first motion.
Right.
Second, you are okay with that, to rescind it?
Yes, I am.
And now I would make that motion again. Is that clear enough?
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Motion to rescind?
No.
Motion to table.
Okay.
Table.
First motion to table this, the motion to go ahead and hire our consultant until such time that it runs through the budget committee.
Yes,
and
second, please.
Second.
I have a second on that. I have a motion by Councilwoman Foreman, second by Councilwoman Harlan. Any more discussion? Hearing none, call for the question.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Council would like to go into a posting for a new hire. I'd like to make that in form of a motion.
So moved.
I have a second.
Yes.
I have a motion on floor by Chairman Waller, seconded by Second Chair Yates. Discussion.
Okay.
This is, again, going back to the process which the nation has asked us to follow. With that, I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to go to item C, the emergency hire, a resolution that would allow that effort to be taken care of, and then following the posting, then we will go into a posting period. I'd like to put that in form of a motion.
Second.
I have a second on the floor. Discussion. I have a motion by Chairman Waller, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that, I'd like to go item D, field testing, RFP. Councilman Redcorn?
Yes. I think this is a little bit of a not, well, it's the slick line unit that has been donated for use by the Mineral Council. We were asked to buy, I think it was Councilwoman Harlan, to have an agreement of some type. And we've done that. We've employed Tim Dow to generate that, which he did. We sent it through to the AG's office. The AG's office had their review, and they sent it back to Bill Lynn. Did that get into the?
Yeah, but that's later down in the business.
Oh, it is?
It's in there.
Yeah, it's on them.
Oh, okay. But that's the only thing we had from the Working Well Committee. So the other, if that's the case, we can either talk about it and prove it now, or?
Let's talk about it now.
Okay, and then if it's approval with the chairman, I'll strike D and talk about the silk line use agreement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Between now and our last Working Well Committee, we eliminated all but one request for the council, which is a slick line agreement. Again, Tim Dow generated the agreement. The AG's office reviewed it. It's submitted to you for your review. I recommend that we approve this agreement so we can start using it.
I didn't pull it up yet.
Question?
Yes, Council.
Councilman Redcorn, will the Orphan Well funding pay for whatever cost that we may incur on this agreement?
Again, back when we requested it, I believe it was requested out of the Mineral Council funds.
I'll second his motion.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Any further discussion? Council, are you ready?
Thank you, Chairman. Might be a good idea to tell the audience what exactly what the slick line is. And
okay.
The purpose of that advantage.
The slick line was identified by Mr. Lynn, and actually I got to see it too. It's an old unit that can tell the fluid levels in these wells that we're looking at. So that's just another piece of data we can gather when we're in our field review. And it tells us a lot of information. No water content. It's an old unit. Paul, you're probably very familiar with it. So we were donated. This item was donated to Bill Lynn, and we're following up in case something happens. We're not liable. Our liabilities are
donated to the council.
I'm sorry?
Donated to the council.
The liability, is that what you said?
No.
The unit.
The unit was donated to the council, not to Bill Lynn.
It's on loan. We have to pick it up from the location south of town, drive it out where we're going to use it, drive it back, and leave it.
Councilman Foreman.
So could you repeat the motion for what we are voting on?
I am making a motion that we approve the agreement with, and I don't have it in front of me, with
Calgary.
Calgary.
Calgary. Calgary, thank you very much. Talked to a lot of people since then.
We know, brother.
And the agreement's been developed by TMDAO and approved by the AG's office that we can use the slip line unit for free.
Andy, yes, it's already on the motion, and this is only discussion.
Yes.
I will say this, is that this is a parameter that we're going to need anyway on every other unit that we bring in. Or later on, when we bring contractors out and we take care of some of our own leasing. And Roustabout Crew is what I'm thinking next. Go get our equipment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, would that call for the question?
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to give a few moments. We need to go in executive. I'd like to have Mr. Pipes then talk to us in. I believe you have to get out and get your flight going. This is the best I can do. Let's call for a quick executive session.
Motion to
go in executive. A second for me?
Yes.
I have a motion on the floor by Chairman Waller, second by Councilman to go in executive. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Radio?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, we'll take a short break and then come back into executive.
Okay, Mr. Fox, can I have something?
Yes.
It's